Because you're a CEDAR audience, I expect you to do a number of things simultaneously. I expect you to enjoy your lunch. I expect you to read the PowerPoint. I expect you to listen to me. And you'll most probably need a pen to write down some numbers. So that's going to be easy. Yes, we are energy-intensive industries, and we are trade-exposed. So we do bring a series of particular issues into the carbon debate. If we look at our own industry, aluminium, we're basically 80% of our alumina production is exported, and about 80% of aluminium metal is exported. And a back of the envelope calculation, I brought my own envelope. I always recommend you bring a big envelope. But if we were to revert, and in 2006, instead of producing alumina and aluminium, we only produced bauxite, Australia would gain about $1.4 billion exporting bauxite. But because we produce alumina and because we produce aluminium metal, we generate that up to about $11.5 billion. So that's the difference. We can either be a miner, produce 64 million tonnes of bauxite, ship it overseas, or we can be trade-exposed, energy-intensive minerals processors here in Australia, and we basically get another $10 billion for the benefit. We have a very good greenhouse footprint, and it's getting better. But we can still do a lot of other things. Thanks, Kitty. The industry, we're exposed to electricity, and we're also exposed to oil, coal, and gas. Principally, the alumina sector is dependent on heat and steam, and that comes from either coal, fuel oil, or natural gas, whereas the aluminium sector is very much the electricity consumer, Australia's largest electricity consumer. Thanks, Keith. The industry is very engaged in this debate. We do support a national emissions trading scheme. However, there are some caveats. And the key caveat is our international competitiveness. If we want to maintain that industry here in Australia, then we have to recognise that aluminium is a global priced commodity. It's on the London Metals Exchange, and a lot of our competitors are in fact not going to face the same carbon imposts in the short or medium or even long term. And so we have to be very careful about how we address and adopt that. The other element to that, of course, is some will say, but Australia is very coal dependent and therefore we should get out of this industry. Well, coal has been the generator of an enormous amount of wealth in this country, and about 40% of global aluminium is produced via electricity generated from coal. And all you will see is moving out of Australia into one of those other markets. So the danger is an erosion or a movement of investment from Australia just to another country. And we need to make sure that we generate the right type of emissions trading scheme to ensure that doesn't happen.